Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die.
To consider this product.
If you look at it in terms of a long process, there aren't that many. But if you look at it in terms of, we need an assessment of who's supporting what, how unhappy are people with the current situation? Or happy. And what specific problems or advantages do they say or do they see in keeping what they've already got?
Go ahead.
And so essentially what you're doing is you're asking them, how much information do you need about your own group to move forward rapidly?
Jeffrey, I would rephrase the question a little bit from how often are sales reps willing to do this to how many sales reps need to change the approach they're doing today?
Yeah, I was talking about the customer. How many customers are willing to go through all of that stuff versus just keeping the person who they've got because they have no issues with them?
I think it comes back to the sales rep's ability to create insight to get a conversation to start with, number one. And then number two, to be able to show the difference between what's the current state and what's the future state look like, and that the future state looks much better than what they're doing today.
I think it's pretty interesting. We were just at Outbound, seminar in Atlanta with Jeb Blunt, and he advises his followers that when the customer says, "I'm not interested in doing that," you say, "Boy, I was hoping you would answer that way. I was hoping you wouldn't be interested, because some of my best customers start my relationship with them with that exact answer." And the person doesn't know what to do. It's like a new way to approach an old problem.
Right.
It sounds like what you're recommending is that the salesperson take on more than a typical salesperson role and be more of a consultant to the customer. Like, I'm hearing a lot of questions that sound very consultant strategy based, which is not a bad thing. It's just a more extended role than a salesperson is used to doing.
It takes a hell of a lot more training to get them to that point.
Yeah, or another way of looking at it is there are some different personas that the salesperson may need to take hold of in order to be effective. Some people want someone who's more educational, help us understand how we got into this situation, help us understand what the choices are out there and what we ought to be looking at. Mm-hmm. For other people, that's not a big deal at all. They already know that. Some people need a consultant who is going to help us measure the size and the scope and the urgency of the problem that we think we're facing.
For the salesperson that's looking to make new connections so that eventually they can sell the person something, what's your recommendation there? Because I get these things all the time where I get a message and it's like, "Jen, thanks for connecting me. Now I'm going to throw up all of my stuff on you and pitch like 6 paragraphs of why you should buy it." And I'm like, "What? No." But where do salespeople, where do they find that line, to actually create the right communication?
Well, so the bottom line and there are two lines I use a lot. The first one is never, ever lead with your solution. Lead to your solution. Mm-hmm. And you do that through offering insights and value. If you start with a pitch, you're dead. Right. And that's the other thing with cold calling. When people are out there cold calling, is they answer the phone and you're like, these are all the things that we do to help companies just like yours. Right. And you're like, I'm in the middle of, you know, my emails. I don't want to hear all that. But if right. you come into my world and on my own time, provide value and insights that move me closer and closer to you. And I will always say, if you ever have any questions, I'm always open to chatting, right? I'm always open to a call. I always say that. But I bring them value, and then I say, my door is open to you. And then I bring them more value, and my door is open to you. And every once in a while, you know, I bring more value and I say, if you're facing these things, we should really chat.
Mm.
You know, here's a link to my calendar. Even if we never work together, I'm going to provide some insights that can really have an impact. So if we can come from, I am providing value, it's a huge impact. Now, if you are directly prospecting, so there's a long game and a short game, right? But if you are cold calling on LinkedIn, don't pitch, right? Provide that value, gain credibility, market yourself as a thought leader and subject matter expert. When the timing's right, they'll raise their hand and say, let's talk.
My lead is to be more selfish than you are.
Ooh.
Most people look at selfish as a negative thing, and I do not. I look at it as the most positive thing on the planet because I read, I write, I prepare, I think, I create for myself first and then for others. So you look at how you promote yourself and how you put yourself out into the marketplace. If you're not the best example because of what you've done for yourself, how the heck can you possibly be the best you can be for others?
Excuse me, I have to go book my massage.
Sure, Jen.
You just told me to be selfish. Be selfish later?
Yeah.
Okay, like, just checking.
I didn't say be yourself. I said be selfish.
Wait, hold on now. You can't be selfish right now. We're in the middle of a live broadcast. Exactly.
All right. Okay, but here's the deal. Just kidding.
Wake up early in the morning and concentrate on you. If you wake up early in the morning and concentrate on you, I promise you, you're going to be your best person later in the day. And it doesn't just have to be a best salesperson. It could be a best mom, dad, husband, friend, whatever it is, son, daughter. You need to be your best for yourself first so that you can be your best for other people second. That's what selfish means. This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.